the podcast.
G'day, Patty and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Wednesday, the 30th of November. Today, we look at places that you have no interest in going to that everyone else does.
Do you reckon that's clear? Oh, that's clear to me. That says that you've got no interest in going where everyone else does.
Like my wife for the Gold Coast straight away.
For some reason.
Hates the Gold Coast, but we're going there next year.
There was a bit of confusion on the phones.
There was some. Also, look, and speaking of the phones, your Apple iPhone may not be here in time for Christmas. We speak to Trevor Long, what's happening in China where they produce the Apple iPhones.
Yeah.
Not real good, let me tell you.
He said if you want one, run out now and get it.
Yeah.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Today, I saw this post on Facebook the other day. It's a place that I have no interest in going to that everyone else does. If I said that to you, Robert, what would it be? A place that I have no interest in going to that everyone else does.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
India.
Okay, fair enough.
No interest.
Write that down. None.
None whatsoever. Okay. Just because you just hear stories that, you know, the water's bad and you know, it's just a bit crowded.
Crowded.
You know, how many people do you need in one place?
Well, my wife, Gold Coast, she hates it with a passion.
I think I'd back her in there. The only reason I'd go to the Gold Coast is for the theme park.
Well, anyway, we're going in March next year. And we had a discussion.
Hang on. You know your wife hates it with a passion.
Or not hates it. Kids. I'm taking the kids. The kids and all. We're all going up there.
So is Kirst not going with you?
Oh, well, I said that to her the other day. I said, well, if you hate it that much, don't come. I shouldn't have said that. It was one of those moments.
Why do you do it to yourself?
Oh, I know. I retracted that statement eventually. But we are looking this morning. If a place that I have no interest in going to that everyone else does.
It's yours.
Probably Bali.
Bali.
Look, I saw all the pictures there the other day. And
I don't think I'll go back in a hurry.
Yeah, my mate Pixie went over there.
I'd rather go to Fiji.
Ago.
It's closer.
Yeah, I think so.
A bit more expensive, though.
Yeah. And the prices of things are going up. Because I was talking to Clayton yesterday. He's going to Southeast Asia, Vietnam. Leaves on Sunday.
Don't you hate it when you go somewhere and it used to be Clayton. Really cheap and then you talk to someone about your trip and they go, oh, what? When I went, it was cheap as.
Yeah. Prices have gone up. But that's what we're looking at this morning. And at any stage, we'll give you, you know, put you in the draw for call of the week. And then thanks to Raging Waters Sydney Double Pass, we've got that to give away. So give us a call. Let us know. Okay. A place that I have no interest in going to. That everyone else does. We've got Lizzie from Kalanibar. Hey, Lizzie.
Hey, Liz.
Hey, fellas. How you going?
Yeah, we're doing all right.
Nice to hear from you. What do you reckon?
I reckon I could quit on home. Yeah. If you find me a new location to go, that'd be amazing.
Hey, but no one's got any interest in going there, though, Lizzie.
Listen to him, Jesus.
You need the police.
I live in a zoo.
All right, well, Lizzie, you're in the draw. Thanks for that. Thanks, Lizzie. We're at Shane from Empire Bay. Shaney.
Hey, Shane.
A place that I've no interest in going to that everyone else does.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a bit shocked, Rob. I thought you had a bit of culture, mate. I'm going to India in February.
Is that right? I just got no interest. Like, I think I'd go to, I don't know, Sri Lanka. I've been to China.
Yeah,
I've been all over the world.
It's a big place.
It's chock-a-block, isn't it?
Well, nah, it was like the desert there and all that. But it's funny that when we booked the trip last year, paid it off over time, there's been these specials on the box about the big plastic problem there. So they've got this mountain of plastic bottles. And there's a town which is the backdrop is this mountain, like absolute, you know, half a dividing range of plastic bottles they don't know what to do with.
Oh, my God.
So hopefully I won't see that. But we're doing all the highlights, you know.
They'd almost call that a tourist attraction now. You got...
Well, India put enough heat on it, it'll go hard.
Didn't we used to ship all of our plastic? I'm sure it was shipped to India because they would sort it, recycle it, whatever, because we couldn't cope with the amount of plastic that we were trying to recycle.
I don't know.
It was getting shipped offshore.
Yeah, well, on that subject, we can't cope with the soft plastic at the moment if you're watching the news. But anyway,
Shane,
I'll give you a full report, mate.
Yeah, where are you going? You're going to Mumbai, or where are you going?
Yeah, we're going into Delhi. We're going to just the big five attractions, you know, that Taj Mahal and the nice lake up there. And they won't take us into the poverty-stricken bits, which is probably most of it. But, yeah, I haven't got the itinerary in front of me, but, yeah, yep. just the... Just, just the main attractions, man. But,
okay.
You know. Yeah, but watch out. You should give it a go before you slag it off, huh?
Oh, I'm not slagging off. Yes, I just hear you just get sick in the guts real easy when you go to India. But
travel land tablets, mate, they fix everything.
Righto, medicine will work. Before you go, you got to ring and tell us you're going because I can't stand Paddy whinging about you hating him for 5 weeks while you're away.
Paddy. Who said I hated Paddy before?
Oh, he said it your entire last holiday. Oh, Shane hates us.
All right, mate.
I'll be around.
You're in the draw, yeah. Thanks for that, mate. Keep the calls coming in. A place that I have no interest in going that everyone else does. 133353.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Hey, Leanne.
How you going?
How you doing?
Yeah, good, thank you.
All right. We want to know a place that I have no interest in going that everyone else does. What's that place?
Well, a strange place that's always been in the back of mine is Cooper Petey. It's out in the middle of Walk, but I always hear about the underground sort of homes and, yeah, just unique style of living out that way.
Is it Opals at Cooper Petey?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah,
that'd be cool to go and look at all the nice jewellery made from Opal.
Yeah, but Cooper Petey.
Yeah, but you want to go there.
No, she doesn't want to go on there. Oh,
no,
you want to go there?
She does want to go.
We got a place that I have no interest in going that everyone else does. So you said Cooper Petey, but you don't want to go to Cooper Petey. Or you do want to go to Cooper Petey.
It's a strange place to think to go to, but it'd probably be at the bottom of my list. If I had a choice, I'd love to go to New York in Christmas time.
Oh, me too. You know, I'd love to Christmas, New Year in New York.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Either that or in Scotland when it's
going. Okay, this isn't...
This isn't dream holiday.
This is a place you'd have no interest in going.
It'll be up there, but it'll be at the bottom of my list.
All right, well, listen. Well, look, we are going to send you to Richard Marx, by the way, too. Richard Marx returns to Australia for his songwriter tour, playing next in Newcastle, March 31. March 1st next year, so you're there. Well done.
That'll be fantastic. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Yeah. I'm a huge fan of Richard Marx in the
80s. All right, go and see him in Cooper Petey. All right. Take care.
We need to back away from Leanne's bucket list segment.
Yeah, Mark from Springfield. G'day, Marky.
Good morning, Paddy, Rob Palmer, and the Shane from Empire Bay Breakfast Show.
You're a bit jealous.
He's jealous.
He's jealous, this bloke. A place that I've no interest in going that everyone else does. Mark?
The beach. The beach.
Oh, okay.
What? No interest.
Pat, no. Is it you or me?
No, it's you.
You've got no interest in going
to the beach.
To the beach.
I thought it was about Paddy. No interest in... Mate, I'm going to Vietnam, and I'm not doing a commercial tour. I'm riding a motorcycle through the back blocks of Vietnam.
No, everyone's misconstruing what we're saying. Places that I've no interest in going that everyone else does.
Yeah, but you said, I've got no interest in going. So you said exactly what you said.
Oh, yeah.
You've got no interest in going to the beach.
Send him to Raging Waters. You got to Raging Waters, so you don't get cranky with a Sydney double pass. Well done, mate.
Thanks, boys. Have a great day. And you guys shouldn't be too tired after you had a day off. What did you do Monday? Playing the show with Shane.
He's jealous. He is dirty ever since Shane got back from holiday, and Shane from Empire Bay, good, great bloke, isn't he? And we gave him a six-pack of beer.
Yeah.
And then poor Marky called. He said, having a back operation, you hung up on me. So he's been filthy since. We got Steve from your minor. G'day, Stevie.
G'day, Steve.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, mate. Okay, what's a place that you have no interest in going to that everyone else does?
The USA.
Oh, yeah. Loud and clear.
Mate, every day I see what's happening over there when they show you on the news, you go, no.
You know what? The shame is it's a really beautiful country. I went over there travelling when I was a young bloke, and the landscape, the scenery, everything, it's massive, it's vast, and it's beautiful, but it's full of idiots.
They know everything, but they know everything.
Is Rob Palmer from the USA?
No, funny. Someone asked me how long it took me to drive there from Australia when I was in the middle of the desert somewhere. They had no idea that there was an ocean between us.
But, you know, the funny thing is my wife from Europe, she wants to go to back to her country for a holiday. I have no intention of doing that. I'd love to go to Vietnam, and she's got no way she'll go to an Asian country. So we're at a bit of a stalemate, eh?
Yeah. Oh. Well, just stay here on the Central Coast.
Holiday.
Stay here on the Central Coast. Hey.
It's working for me so far.
Hey, mate, Steve, we're putting you into the draw. Call of the week's thanks to Saratoga Quality Meats. We'll draw it on Friday. You could win the $300 Christmas bundle. Well done, mate. You're in
G'day
the draw.
G'day there, Blaze from Woiwoi.
And I've got to say, your beer's great.
Oh, okay, thanks for Blaze, that, Steve.
For good one, Steve.
Place you have no interest in going
more
to.
More could be coming next year. Thanks to...
That's the one. Get down to the Central Coast Brewery.
Yeah, thanks, Dwayne.
Not on your list, hey?
Any of them. None of them.
Yeah.
None. No third world country where I can't go and drink the water.
Right. You know, look, you make a good point. You do make a good point when you've got to put tablets in the water, or they say don't even have the ice cubes.
Don't brush your teeth.
Yeah, don't brush your teeth.
Why would you waste your money on going there if you can't do the simplest things like that?
Yeah, we're hearing you.
Yeah. Any third world country sounds a little bit rich. But
Now, Rob, come on. Would you go if you can't?
Hey, he won't even come around to my place in Narara.
I won't have lunch at Gerard's.
All right, Blazy. Thanks for that. Take care. Hey.
No worries. Bye.
See you. Bye. Paulie, the taxi driver from Terrigal.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Rob and Patty, how are you this morning?
Yeah, mate. We were talking about places you don't want to go that everyone else does. Rob said India. Shane from Empire Bay said, well, listen, I'm going to India.
He's going to give me a report. It just doesn't interest me.
But you live there.
Oh, I tell you, it's always good to listen to you blokes in the morning, but I had to say something about India. I lived there for 3 years. And I tell you, the hospitality of the people, and they just open the doors up and just, you know, invite you into their homes. It's an incredible place. And there's so much to see and do, and the food's out of this world. It really is. One time they got me tickets to go and see the cricketers at Eden Park, you know, and you've got 120, 130, 140,000 people at a game of cricket.
Wow, they're mad.
Absolutely mad for it. And I do love Indian food. I don't know, just the thought of going, I'd probably go somewhere else if I had a choice, Paul, that's all I'm saying.
I tell you, it's just a thing in your own thinking. If you went there, you would have the time of your life.
Mate.
I'm telling you, you go there and you're treated like gods.
Paul, he won't even come to my place at Narara, so I won't get him to India. All right, mate, listen, thanks for that. You're into the draw for Call of the Week, Saratoga Quality Meats. Thanks for the call, Paul.
Fantastic, boys. Have a great day. Bye now.
Cheers, Paul.
See ya.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Twice in 1 week, people are going to start talking about us.
You're the one that looks for stuff so you can ring Trev and get information on things.
Hello, Trevy.
They're already talking about us, Paddy.
All right, they are. What are they saying, Trev?
Just wonderful, beautiful things. It's been amazing.
It's great. You and I knew. Trev Long from EFTM.com.au. And we really need to play this because... Mate, there's big issues over in China where Apple iPhones are made, isn't there?
They're massive issues. I mean, it feels like this is so much more than an iPhone story, but, you know, because politically it feels like we're going back to Tiananmen Square here. But, you know, I think it's hard for us to appreciate in Australia now, despite everything we went through in COVID lockdowns and the like, that China is still running with zero COVID. And that means that if you live in an apartment block, and you're diagnosed with COVID, the entire apartment block is locked shut. No one's allowed in or out. And because of the way that China works with the way employment works and the way factories work, a lot of factories actually have essentially little towns built around them. And there's apartment blocks and everything actually essentially live next door to your work. And so these outbreaks of COVID are causing huge problems for staffing at factories because factories are being locked down. And that means that some production of things like iPhones is absolutely stalling.
Oh, I prefer the Patty and Trevor love story.
Yeah. Mate.
That's not good.
This is one of the biggest factories in the world, and they're saying there could be up to 6 million units of iPhones not being able to be shipped out.
I think it's hard for us to understand how many of these things get made. It's not like they make, you know, 10,000 a day and, you know, they get sent around the world. They make millions and millions a week. So a couple of week issue with their factories can have huge financial impact on Apple, because essentially their supply chain is such that, you know, telcos like Telstra, Optus, Vodafone have, you know, plans for a certain number of phones in this month. And if those phones don't arrive, people are left waiting, potentially switching to someone else because they've got stock. It creates a whole lot of flow-on effects. But, yeah, it's all because, you know, China is so built around these factories, and they are literally the heartbeat of the global manufacturing economy.
So you say millions a week, so we don't know how long they're going to be out for. Will that affect supply, demand, and price?
It won't affect price. Well, it won't initially anyway, unless it lasts a really, really long time. But it'll certainly affect supply. And that means that if you were thinking iPhone for Christmas, I'd be getting one today, making sure that you've actually got that secured. There'll be different models that are in higher supply than others just because of the demand for them. So some people might compromise and get an iPhone 14 Plus instead of the Pro, for things like that. But, you know, broadly, it will have knock-on effects, and it could take, you know, 3 to 6 months to fully recover from.
Well, Trev, thank you very much for the update. I look forward to having another long lunch with you this afternoon.
Just can't wait.
And we might even talk tomorrow about some issue as well.
Why not?
You'll find something, Trev.
Thank you, Trevor. Thanks, from EFTM.com. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode.